Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and sisters, Jesus is entering Jericho. On his way into the city, he has an encounter with a blind beggar named Bartimaeus. Bartimaeus cries out to Jesus to have mercy on him. And Jesus sends for him to come to him. Jesus asked Bartimaeus, what did he want him to do for him? And Bartimaeus replied, Lord, I want to see. Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has healed you. And the Bible says that immediately he received his sight and follow Jesus, praising God. After entering the city of Jericho, while passing through it, the Bible says that there was a brother who lived there whose name was Zacchaeus. The Bible tells us that Zacchaeus was a tax collector. Now, tax collectors were perhaps the greediest of all the Jews. You see, the Roman government had a system of farming out tax collecting privileges. They would select a Jew and give him the authority to collect taxes in a certain district. Anything he collected over the stipulated fee to the Roman government, guess what? It belonged to him. And naturally, this encouraged greed on his part. And therefore, as a tax collector, he was no doubt one of the most unpopular men in Jericho. The Bible tells us that Zacchaeus was not just only a tax collector, but he was a chief tax collector. And because he was the chief tax collector, he got very, very wealthy. Zacchaeus, being despised by his own people, the Jews, for collecting taxes for the nemesis, the Roman government, Zacchaeus must have been a lonely man. Most likely he lived in isolation, for no one wanted to hang out with a brother who was taking their money. How many of us like to hang out with folk who take our money? Even with all of his ill-gotten money, even with his fine house, even with all of the clothing and trinkets that he had, even with the presence of his personal family members and maybe a few fellow tax collectors, Zacchaeus wanted a better life and knew that he needed to change. Now, brothers and sisters, in the early stages of greed, a person may believe that they are securing happiness for themselves. But later, however, those same persons will understand that the things of true value in life are not material. Zacchaeus had undoubtedly heard that those who came in contact with Jesus went away changed. Perhaps Zacchaeus thought to himself that he too would find a new life if he just only saw Jesus. So Zacchaeus leaves his house, walks down the street towards the city's main thoroughfare with the hopes of getting a glimpse of this man named Jesus. The Bible tells us that when Zacchaeus got to Main Street, that a great crowd had already gathered together in the street to get a glimpse of this Jesus of Nazareth. Zacchaeus, being a brother short in stature, could not see over the crowd that had gathered. And he realized that as long as he stayed in and with the crowd, that he may never get a chance to see Jesus. And for some of us today, this same truth is relevant for us. For some of us, we know that our needed change will only come when we dismiss ourselves from the crowd that we are in or the crowd that we're hanging out with. Am I right about it? I know y'all quiet in here. We know, as long as we hang out with certain people, that our situation will not change, nor will our deliverance ever come. And you know what I discovered, deacons? I discovered that sometimes you have to be willing to change your crowd. Turn to your neighbor and say, change your crowd. Sometimes you need to change your crowd in order to see the needed deliverance in your life. The Bible says that Zacchaeus recognized that he needed to change where he was currently positioned to get to where he needed to be. So the Bible says that Zacchaeus ran ahead of the crowd and climbed up into a sycamore fig tree. Zacchaeus had reasoned that if Jesus could change others' lives, something similar might happen to him if he climbed the tree and saw Jesus as he passed by. My brothers and sisters, when a person is facing desperate circumstances, they will do what others perceive as desperate things if they think it will help them out. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever gotten so desperate that you did something that you said or thought that you would never do? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Zacchaeus, in his desperation, wanted to make sure that he saw Jesus and hopefully that Jesus would see him. So he climbed up into the tree. Check this out. A rich man climbing up a tree to see a poor man. How surprised Zacchaeus must have been when Jesus reached the tree where Zacchaeus was perched and looked up and called Zacchaeus by his name. Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. New Providence and friends, can you imagine the joy and the amazement that Zacchaeus must have felt? In that tree, Zacchaeus must have said to himself, Jesus knows my name. I said, Jesus knows my name. He knows me. And let me encourage someone who is watching or listening today that just like Zacchaeus, Jesus knows your name. Aren't you glad about that? He knows who you are. He knows where you are. And he knows if you really desire to change. Jesus knew that Zacchaeus inwardly wanted and desired to change his ways. And just like Zacchaeus, Jesus knows when we really desire to change from our wicked and evil ways, and he will make himself available to us, for he knows that real change can only come from his presence in our lives. Lord, have mercy. The Bible tells us that Zacchaeus with haste came out of the tree and welcomed Jesus gladly. But the Bible says that there were some in the crowd who did not like the fact that Jesus was going to go to Zacchaeus' house. They said, he, Jesus, has gone to be the guest of a sinner. They failed to accept the fact that the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. They thought if Jesus was truly righteous and holy, there's no way that he would welcome or hang out with sinners. But I am so glad that Jesus said himself in verse 10 of our text, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." I'm glad, deacons, that Jesus is still in the business of changing people's lives. I'm glad that John wrote in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have what?" And then I'm so glad that John 1:9 tells us, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. But not only that, he'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm glad that Jesus knows when we desire and want to change, and that he is still making himself available to bring about the change that people need and want. I'm almost through. Zacchaeus says to the Lord, "To prove how much that I want to change, this is what I'm willing to do. I'm going to give half of my possessions to the poor. And Lord, if I have wronged anyone, I'm going to pay them back four times as much as I wronged them." I'm telling you, when you desire to change, you will put in motion steps that you know you need to take in order to facilitate the change in your life. I'm through. Zacchaeus, when he came in contact with Jesus Christ, his life changed. And I stopped by New Providence just to let someone know that Jesus can change you too. But the question is, do you desire to change? Y'all, you do know that there are some folk, they just think they're well like they are. And they don't even desire to change. They know they're doing wrong. They know their lifestyle is wrong. They know. But yet and still, they don't want to change. But they want God to change for them. Oh, come on, y'all. They want the church to change for them. Come on, somebody. But how many of you know that God does not change? If you desire to change, God will come in. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he or she is a old things are behold, all things become new. Are you tired of living in your sin. If you are tired and desire to change, come to Jesus, and he can and will change you. Deacons, go ahead.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay's Arena, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.